Hey, greetings, this is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, got a pretty somber title for you today, but it's a serious, important one. Your death as a saint. Your death as a saint. You know, we know Christ is our life, John 14:6, and we can rejoice in that all the days of our life. That's our great hope, amen? Philippians 2:8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Praise God, our Lord and Savior defeated death for us, but we must still walk this faith and this life out. Amen. Not long ago, I did an article on death in the tribulation versus death of the coronavirus. It pales in comparison. Two-thirds of the world is going to be wiped out in the great tribulation when Satan brings his wrath upon the earth. You know, I look all around and I experience this in ministry. There is plenty of lukewarm, easy believe, cotton candy, false faith, systems, people, pastors all over the globe. In love and wisdom, I think it's time we saints think about our death, our own death, as the days grow darker all around us. You know, the Bible uses the word life 425 times. Death's not far behind, 346 times. All over Scripture, as you read and study, I hope you're doing that, we see talk of the death of the wicked, and we see talk of the death of the saints of God killed for the name and the cause of Christ. How about the greatest man that ever lived on the face of the earth? Per Jesus, what was his fate? Matthew 14:10 and 11. And he sent and he beheaded John in prison, and his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. John the Baptist, murdered for standing up for truth and righteousness, for the cause of Christ. He didn't get off the hook, did he? He didn't get spared from death, prison, suffering. No. Stephen, stoned to death. Apostle Paul, beheaded according to history. Peter, crucified according to history. And on and on and on. So many godly saints that have gone before us. They died cruel, wicked, torturous, terrifying deaths for their faith in God. I have a question, men, brothers, sisters. Why do we think we won't or we should be spared and that we shouldn't be called to do this in these last days as the tribulation moves closer? There's no doubt. Look around. The Antichrist system is growing. Satan's wicked world is, his new world order is rising all around us, and he's coming for God's people to pour out his wrath upon us. We don't suffer God's wrath in the tribulation. We're going to suffer the wrath of Satan. So I just ask you, check your hearts. Are you ready for this? Are you ready, saints of God, for your own death for the cause of Christ? God is not going to spare us. That's a wake-up call. From suffering, from persecution, from prison, from great loss, and ultimately from death. You know, the Bible tells us all who live godly will suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. Why should we be surprised? I like this one. Psalm 116:15. A brother just sent me this verse. Psalm 116:15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Ponder that, will you? Precious. You know, God took out his wrath on Christ. It says in the Bible that he was pleased to bruise Christ in the book of Isaiah. Why won't he at least have some pleasure in the death of his faithful saints? I think he will. That's what that scripture verse says. Are you willing to walk that out for the glory of God? You know, as I travel and I do ministry all over, it's sad. Most people today barely live for Christ in holiness and obedience. I just wonder, how are they ever going to die well for Him? Huh? How are they going to die well for Christ as they don't even live for Him? Jesus told us to be willing to lose our lives to serve Him. John 12:25. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. Think about that. Are you hating your life? And that just simply means, are you holding on to this world a lot more than eternal things? By comparison, you should be holding on to eternal things because they're eternal and this life is fleeting and going by very fast. I guess the question we all need to ask ourselves is, have we lost this life already? Basically, have we died to self inside, crucifying our flesh, as Apostle Paul says, to live for Christ in all of our ways, actions, dress, talk, associations, careers, how we spend our time? Do you really hate this short life compared to the eternal life to come in Christ? Consider that. Ponder that. Count the cost. I need to throw in here, you know, I meet a lot of people. There is no pre-trib rapture. Nope. God is not going to take His people out right before the tribulation. He's never done that. He's always taken saints through tribulation, protected them from His wrath, but they're going to have to suffer the wrath of the enemy to come. Revelation 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Faithful unto death. You going to be able to do that? Are you living for Christ today with all that you are to be able to stand and look death in the face for His glory? It's one of my favorite verses, Revelation 12:11. And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb. You're wondering, hey, Brother Jim, how are we going to do this? Right here. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. Hey, how's your testimony in Christ? Do you have a powerful testimony of overcoming sin and coming out of the world and losing your life for Christ? And they loved not their lives unto death. That goes with John 12, not holding on to this life. Why are you holding on to this life when it's going to be taken from you someday anyway? It's all temporary. It's going to be burned up. Only things that are eternal will remain. Amen? So if we let go of this life, we can be overcomers. John 16:33, Jesus said, He has overcome the world for us. Oh, rejoice, dear saints. He has overcome the world for us already. Victory is on the other side. You catch that? Victory is on the other side. Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Oh, He's going to deal with death once and for all. He's already defeated it. But there's going to be a final judgment day, and He's going to vanquish it once and for all. I hope and pray you're on the side of Christ that leads to eternal life, not His wrath, via the gospel, placing your faith in Him, repenting, turning from your sin, being born again, cleansed in His blood, made new by His resurrection, following Him in holiness and obedience, and enduring till the end. Yeah, that's what it's going to take. Revelation 21:8. This is a great warning. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. See, once again, we have that victory, right? It's promised to us through Christ. But I have a question. Are you ready to go through the battlefield to suffer, be persecuted, to be tortured, even to be put to death to get to the other side for that victory? Are you willing to do that for Christ's glory? I think you need to go ponder that. Ponder it. Test yourself. Will you live holy? Will you preach the gospel? Will you stand for righteousness when most are fleeing and falling back? And will you die for the cause of Christ? Oh, our Savior laid down his life for us. Saints, it's getting serious. I hope you are getting ready and preparing yourself to do the same thing. The darkness is coming. Gird up your loins, as they say in the scripture. You saints of the Most High, war is coming. It's getting real. Are you ready to lose this life? Have you pondered your death for Christ? Till you're ready to give up your life and die for Christ, you are not truly living for Christ. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I love you all. Kind of a somber topic, but we need to face it. Make sure you're living, pouring your life out into Christ, and then the death that's going to come to you, whether by natural death or at the hands of the enemy, it won't mean anything. If he's our portion, nothing in this life is going to matter. Hey, we love you all. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Pouring out edifying material, sisters' blogs, audios, articles to help you stand strong in this great time. Trials and testing are coming. Let us know how we can help you be ready to die for our glorious Savior. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Have a great day. Hope to hear from you sometime. May God be praised.